I've interviewed many successful people over the years, and one thing I find fascinating is many of them don't consider themselves business savvy. Take the owners of Tight Knit Brewing. They turn to Chase for Business for everything from banking and payment acceptance to credit cards, and do all of it in one place with the Chase mobile app. And that's helped these brew-loving friends turn a passion into a business. Learn more at chaseforbusiness.com. Make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
The most innovative companies are going further with T-Mobile for Business. The PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with AI coaching tools and 5G-connected cameras. AAA is getting more drivers back on the road fast with location telematics. And the Las Vegas Grand Prix is powering race day operations with 5G connectivity, giving fans an experience at the speed they deserve. This is accelerating innovation with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Pushkin.
So I play pickleball 3 or 4 times a week. Not this week because the gal who owns the court where I play is in Amsterdam on kind of a honeymoon.
This is Vicky Flaxman.
I do that, and then I go to the gym, you know, like 3 times a week if I can force myself. I don't like it.
She's 91 years old, and she's super athletic.
I like the rowing machine because years ago I paddled, you know, outrigger canoes.
So you've always been a jock?
Yeah, more or less. Yeah, I used to play beach volleyball, and, you know, I grew up in Santa Monica, so that's what we did.
Vicky lives in Scottsdale, Arizona now, but she's one of the original Malibu surfers. She started surfing Malibu in 1949. That's years before Gidget, even before Mickey Dora. And she was hardcore. A bruiser, 5'5", 160 pounds, with broad muscular shoulders and a take-no-shit attitude. Mickey Dora thought he owned Malibu. He considered anyone who started surfing after him an invader. But to Vicky Flaxman, Mickey Dora was the kook. I'm Dana Goodyear, and this is a Lost Hills bonus episode. The toughest girl in Malibu. Vicky got into surfing through a friend of hers, a lifeguard at the beach in Santa Monica. She was 18 years old.
He said, I'm going up to Malibu. The surf is kind of good. Would you like to go and try tandem surfing with me? I said, yeah, I'd love it. We went up there and we went out, caught a couple waves, and that was it. That was the summer of 49. Didn't surf the rest of that time. I didn't start until the summer of 1950. And the reason being, I didn't have a board.
That's a problem it's hard to imagine now. There wasn't an easy way to get a surfboard. But Vicky had a friend, Joe Quigg, who'd made a board for his girlfriend. It was light and maneuverable. It was a girl board. And it became the precursor to the modern longboard.
So that board that you got that was Joe Quigg's fourth board that he ever made like that, is that the one that you decorated with your name?
Yes. Yeah, that was the one. And Claire did hers, and Aggie did hers. And it was the Aggie board, the Vicky board, the Claire board, and so on and so forth. Yeah.
Everyone wanted Vicky's board.
My first board was 9'10". And my last board was 9'6", and that was considered small. And I think it was, between 22 and 23 inches wide, as I remember. You know, the thing was, every summer that I would go to Hawaii, I would take a board and then I'd sell it and come home. I never brought the board back with me. And the guys that were over there were just dying to surf them. I remember because they hadn't seen them till 1951.
Vicky says these boards changed surfing, and she was part of that change.
People would just take off on a wave and just stand there, you know, forever, all the way in. Maybe do a few adjustments, not like Mickey Dora did, but a few. But they didn't really make those big turns. And the boards that Joe designed for us, we could do that. Most of the girls didn't, but I did.
Those boards obviously had fins?
One.
So you were able to start moving on a wave and walking up the board too?
Yeah, we did. You know, we tried to hang 10 whenever we could.
In the late 40s and early 50s, it was hard to access the surf at Malibu Beach. You had to navigate the property lines of a rundown seaside mansion owned by the descendants of the Ringe family, who had once owned all of Malibu.
Well, there were fences, but it wasn't really closed. Up a ways was closed because the Adamson estate was there.
I read somewhere that you and your friends, like, tore down the fence so you could get onto the beach.
Well, whatever there was, we tore down. I mean, we were going to get to the beach.
There were other obstacles.
Malibu in those days, the whole ocean floor there was full of sea urchins. And if you lost your board, you were going to get sea urchins stuck in your feet or your hand. You know, we'd try to go like on our hands and knees to keep the weight off those things, because as soon as you stepped on one, it broke off in your foot. And the guys would go behind the shack and pee on their feet. And they said, oh, yeah, you could pee on them and they'll come out. Well, obviously, we couldn't. And we'd go home in the evening and you'd be with a needle, you know, and picking these things out of your feet.
Vicky and her surf crew, men and women, couples, friends, went up and down the coast and over the border to Mexico looking for waves. On one road trip, they stopped at Wind and Sea Beach in La Jolla.
And the surf was humongous. It was so big. And they said, oh, Vicky, you've got to go out. Nobody is there. Girls don't go out to the point. They just surf inside. I said, you got to be kidding. I'm not going out in that. It was, I don't know, 10 feet or more. And they said, you got to. You have to. You have to, you know, show them the Malibu way. So I said, okay, but don't leave me out there. If you take off on a wave and leave me out there, I'll kill you. So I went out there and took off on a wave. And I was used to sliding right. So the first thing I did was start to go right, and the whole thing just collapsed in front of me. And then I tried to go left, and I couldn't. It just closed out. And in those days, we didn't have leashes. And Wind and Sea's way out there. And my board went all the way to the beach, and I had to swim. And then I said, I'm not going back out there. And they said, yes, you are. So finally, I went back out there, and then I did catch a wave, and I rode it all the way into the beach, and people were impressed because no gal had ever taken off from the point and, you know, surfed it.
These road trips were rough. It was all about the surf.
So then after that, we went to Sunset Beach, and then we went across the border, and we camped on that bluff for, I don't know, 2 or 3 days.
Wow.
We ate horse meat and niblets corn and surfed.
Delicious.
Well, there was a market on Pico in Santa Monica, and it was a meat market. And they sold certified horse meat, you know, like inspected and stamped and all that stuff. It wasn't like we were going someplace and finding dead meat.
Vicky and her friends were driving around searching for surf. But of course, that meant that other people were also driving around searching for surf. it was only a matter of time before they'd find Malibu. And one of those people was a kid named Mickey Dora.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lost today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lost.
Small business owners, this one's for you. Chase for Business and iHeart bring you a new podcast series called The Unshakables. This one-of-a-kind series will shine the spotlight on small business owners like you who faced a do-or-die moment that ultimately made their business what it is today. Join hosts Ben Walter, CEO of Chase for Business, and Tanya Nebo, a lawyer and business consultant, on these storytelling journeys of trials, tribulations, and triumphs that hinged on a single event, a split-second decision, or even a stroke of luck. Whether the story is about a warehouse going up in flames or a former partner stealing a whole roster of clients, each episode will showcase the grit, determination, and resourcefulness a small business owner needed to turn a pivotal situation into a springboard for success. Listen to The Unshakables now and learn more at chase.com/business/podcast. Chase, make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A., member FDIC. Copyright 2024, JPMorgan Chase & Company.
I met Mickey the summer of 1950, but I met him in San Onofre because he was down there, and his name was Mickey Chapin, and I guess he was living with his stepdad, Guard, because Guard was there too. And so he was one of the, you know, the San Onofre surfers.
Vicky was not impressed, not even with Guard Chapin, a notorious hot dogger.
Do you remember knowing about Guard or observing him as a really great surfer?
No. I don't remember him being a great surfer. And for one thing, San Onofre is not a good surfing place. It's a fun place to go surf. The waves are not particularly good. And the best surfers were never really surfing there.
At Sano, they were still riding redwood planks and pretty much plowing straight for the beach in the white water. The girl boards that were being developed in Malibu could handle, keeping the rider in the unbroken pocket of the wave.
So we would come down there, and the San Onofre surfers would make fun of us, and they'd say, "Oh, you guys can't surf on those potato chips. You can't ride the soup." And we said, "We don't ride the soup. We're in the curl."
Then one day, Mickey, this kid, shows up at Malibu.
And I said, "What are you doing here? You know, you're from the South Beach." And Mickey being Mickey, you know, he's always got to be so mysterious.
He didn't seem to have a car. Guard Chapin was nowhere in sight. And he was dressed awfully strangely for a day at the beach.
And, you know, Mickey lived in a trench coat. He always wore a trench coat. I don't care if it was 100 degrees, he was in a trench coat. And he used to go across the street to the Malibu market and just, he would just load up all his pockets inside. He'd open the trench coat and he'd say, "Yeah, well, I've got lunch here, you know, lunch, dinner, whatever." He just would load up. And of course, he never had any money. And so he just scammed.
To Vicky, Mickey was an annoying teenage twerp. But he would become notorious for his abusive, dangerous behavior in the water. Some called him the inventor of localism. But Vicky recalls being pretty territorial herself back then.
And I'd see somebody paddling for the wave, and I say, "Don't take off in front of me." And if they took off in front of me, I'd just jump off my board and haul them off. I'd just haul them off the board into the water. I said, "I told you not to take off in front of me." And Mickey, he did not put up with anybody. He was doing his own thing.
Mickey was the least of Vicky's problems. Soon, there was a wave of newcomers, the Vals.
And so all of a sudden, there were people like from the Valley. And we used to say, we don't like the Valley dudes. No, we don't want any Valley dudes. This is Malibu. It's our beach. I don't think we were very nice.
Vicky says there wasn't really a good reason why they picked on people from the Valley. Just they were outsiders. They didn't belong. And they were in the way. Mickey was known to put sugar in the gas tanks of his enemies. Vicky pulled this stunt, too.
There was this one guy I remember, and he had a wife, and they used to come up to Malibu on a motorcycle. And I can still remember his green teeth. I mean, he was so awful looking and so grubby, and so was she. And we all just couldn't stand him. So one day we decided that we would put sugar in his gas tank, because we did not like them. And they were not nice, and they were grubby. And I was standing guard, and the guys were putting the sugar or salt or sand or whatever it was in the gas tank. At about 2 months later, there's a policeman at my door asking about me. So it turns out he filed a complaint. And we all had to go to Malibu. We all had to appear. Well, one of the guys cried and begged this guy not to charge him. Another one, in the meantime, had joined the service. So he was up in somewhere. And I had to go to court and plead guilty for doing what we did. And they fined us $50.
That grubby guy Vicky and her friends decided to mess with, he ended up having an incredibly adventurous life.
He had a boat, a sailboat, and he had an all-woman crew, and he was sailing to Tahiti. And there was a lot of publicity in the papers about this guy, and it was the same guy. And they sailed down somewhere and disappeared. The boat was... Don't know. Never heard from him. It evidently sunk somewhere with all these gals on board.
Small business owners, this one's for you. Chase for Business and iHeart bring you a new podcast series called The Unshakables. This one-of-a-kind series will shine the spotlight on small business owners like you who faced a do-or-die moment that ultimately made their business what it is today. Join hosts Ben Walter, CEO of Chase for Business, and Tanya Nebo, a lawyer and business consultant, on these storytelling journeys of trials, tribulations, and triumphs that hinged on a single event, a split-second decision, or even a stroke of luck. Whether the story is about a warehouse going up in flames or a former partner stealing a whole roster of clients, each episode will showcase the grit, determination, and resourcefulness a small business owner needed to turn a pivotal situation into a springboard for success. Listen to The Unshakables now and learn more at chase.com/business/podcast. Chase, make more of what's yours. Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2024 JPMorgan Chase & Company.
In the 50s, Malibu was already a haven for celebrities. Vicky was friends with a movie star named Peter Lawford. He was married to one of JFK's sisters, and he always brought interesting people to the beach. including some of the era's biggest names.
One time he brought Montgomery Clift, and I remember paddling out, and Montgomery Clift is sitting on a board, straddling a board, and he said, "I don't know what the hell I'm doing out here. I'm absolutely scared to death. I'm scared to death. I'm not taking off on anything. I don't know why I'm here. I don't even like the ocean. What am I doing out here?" You know. And then another time he brought this gal. She's got this white hair, bleach blonde hair, and she's wearing a black one-piece bathing suit, and she's got white legs and white arms and cellulite all over the place. And we're saying, "Oh, Peter, where'd you get that skag? What? Where did you pick that one up?" And he said, "Well, she's a starlet." And we said, "Oh, you know, what's her name?" He said, "Her name's Marilyn Monroe," which meant absolutely zilch to us at the time. Nothing.
For about 10 years, Vicky lived to surf, day in, day out. But then one day, the same summer that the Gidget movie came out, she stopped.
I think the last time I surfed Malibu was 1959. I mean, I was married. I had a child. I remember going surfing one day. I mean, I had the playpen and I had the umbrella and all the diapers and the this and the that. And I had to bring somebody with me because, you know, I couldn't leave her in the playpen by herself. And then the other thing that happened that day was that this guy came up to me and he said, "Do you have any wax, ma'am?" And it just about blew me off the beach. I thought, "Ma'am?" I mean, I was such a thing, you know, and a brat. And all of a sudden I'm ma'am. So, yeah, and then as that day surfing, I took off on a wave inside, and I fell off. I caught an edge, and I knew the way I felt, it was going straight up. And the water's very shallow inside. And I went down as deep as I could, and I put my hands over my head, and the tail of the board came down on my head. And I have this beautiful finger to show for it. My surfing finger. Yeah, it cut it open. I had and the bone was in 9 pieces and there were 17 stitches. And I thought, was a cat in a cast from here to here. So.
And this whole time when you had that accident, your baby's on the beach?
Yeah. Yeah. My girlfriend was with me, had to bundle the baby up, and we had to go to the Malibu emergency. And, you know, I thought, you know what? It's getting to be too much of a hassle. And I mean, when this guy called me ma'am, I was like, where are my people?
Listening to Vicky, I'm picturing scenes from my own life. Baby on the beach, me in the water. I was at the beginning of my surf journey. She was at the end of hers. She was no longer that tough 18-year-old girl who pushed people off waves. Her priorities had shifted. Vicky was a surf pioneer, but she didn't let it define her.
I always loved the ocean. And can you imagine that I don't even live near an ocean anymore? Surfing didn't affect my whole life.
For 58 years, she was married to the television actor Van Williams.
He was a cowboy from Texas. So, you know, I was the beach girl, he was a cowboy.
She loved the physicality and the freedom of surfing.
You're out there with nature in the water. You know, you're just, it's like, I don't know how to describe it. It was just, it felt free. And surfing on a wave, catching a wave and coming in with the wind blowing in your hair and just doing what you're doing. I mean, it's just a wonderful feeling. And, you know, we weren't trying to prove anything. We were just out there to do it. Just surf the waves and have fun.
That's what draws me to surfing, too. More than 70 years after she started surfing at Malibu, Vicky still has that spunky, defiant spirit. Thank you, Vicky. You are amazing, and you're going to be my North Star from now on. I am going to be a 91-year-old pickleball player. I am.
I'm still pretty strong. And it's nice that I can still play. So I have to appreciate it. I have these young grandchildren and I want to be around. I want to see how they turn out.
Lost Hills is written and reported by me, Dana Goodyear. It's created by me and Ben Adair and produced by Western Sound and Pushkin Industries. Subscribe to Pushkin Plus and you can binge the entire season right now ad-free. Find Pushkin Plus on the Lost Hills show page in Apple Podcasts or at pushkin.fm/plus.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.